This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Weary and well doomed, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
That's right.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
Look in the text. How about that 16th verse? The Bible said that this Philistine was cursing the children of Israel every day out. And he was afflicting them every day. And he would do it morning, noon, and night. One thing about the Lord, he'll let that evil devil mess with you, Mary Ann, for a little while. But just rest assured, he gonna step in.
Yes, ma'am.
You know why? Because if you go back and do a Bible study, you can go to Psalms 27 and verse 2, not 1, but 2. He said, when my enemies came up on me and my foes to eat up my flesh. See, David knew what he was talking about. You got to know what you're talking about. See, if you ain't been through nothing, you can't talk about nothing. But if you've been through something and you've been through fire, you got a testimony to tell somebody else about the goodness of the Lord.
Yes,
David knew what he was talking about, boy, when he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all these lands. Serve the Lord with that. David knew how to serve the Lord.
That's right.
Yes,
he loved women. He ain't loved no other man. That's crazy.
Yes,
you know, that's crazy. You is not going to heaven like that. Eugene, he said, God said, Eugene, you tell them when they want to hear, tell them when they stop it. We like to hear his ear stuff. Man, that ain't getting in my mind.
That's right.
Yeah, David liked the women. He had a problem if he looked at another man. That's crazy. Ain't nothing gonna happen then. God made a male and female. I don't know how to get on that, but God is telling me to tell it. And whatever God tells me to tell, I'm gonna say it. You know one thing. I ain't shaming, I ain't scared, whether I have or not. I'm gonna tell it just like it is.
Tell it, tell it.
Be mad with me, but I don't care. But God, I don't want God mad with me. For sure, I don't want him mad with me. Because while I'm trying to figure out something, he already done worked it out. While you're down to nothing, God is always up to something.
Oh, yes, he is.
In the text.
My Lord.
They were scared, man, of this giant. Like us sometimes. You all get scared every now and then. Don't sit up there like you big Mr. Big Stuff.
Yeah,
a song out, Kayla. Who do you think, y'all? Mr. Big Stuff. You're never gonna, you know. I know y'all thought that, don't y'all look at me like I'm crazy. Keep on looking at me.
Tell him.
People that got some money, they think they better than you. So many people that got a legend and all the stuff, and they think they better than you. You ain't nobody, nobody else. Because the old folks said it this way, you can be up today. That's why I learned to just be the same every day. And I ain't got to pretend I'm like this and like that. Because if I see Joe going like this, and if I see Jan, I'm like that. That's just too much acting and faking for me. I'm just going to be real and stay silent.
You have to tell the truth.
And the Lord will bless you better. Because you know why? You'll be real. Because the Lord knows you better than you know yourself. Come here, you Gentiles. The Lord knows the Gentiles. We were something else. I don't want to say what I want to say, but you know.
Yeah, go ahead and say.
Let's look in the text. David was a shepherd's boy. And David had problems in his own home because his brothers was jealous of him. Just like you this morning. You got some family members. Don't think all your family love you. Think all your family like you. own self, but they bringing it back up. Y'all never been like that?
Get involved in my family.
Well, I'm going to just talk about me.
No,
yeah, I'm going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about me.
I've
got some family members. If I can't hook my leg over, they want to talk about it.
That's right.
And they're drunk and river dry. They ain't saying nothing about
them.
They're drunk and fish and everything else. Don't put that old Charlie phone. They're going to get drunk and pushed out. But what about me? Here, I do a little stuff. I'm not perfect. I ain't never said I was perfect. We got some people that think they perfect. I'm going to tell you folks, I ain't talking about nobody with two feet wet. David, he had some problems with his brother. They just didn't even know that that was the one, Mary Ann, to come deliver them out of the trouble they was in. What you come down here for? Me? It's in your Bible. They said, what you come down here for? You don't know how I get back. While they was talking to David, David heard this Philistine cussing him out and calling him. And David said, why y'all let this giant talk to you like that? And he began in the 32nd verse of that chapter. Go read the 32nd chapter. 32, 31, 32. He was talking to the king, Saul. And he was telling him, look, I can go and fight this Philistine. But the king said, no, David, you ain't nothing but a wounded little boy. He'll eat you alive. But David said, uh-uh, you got a twisted king. You just don't know who I am. God will take an end, and move a mountain. Do you know what I'm saying? Have y'all ever saw them on the inside? I saw them yesterday. I was sitting down there, and they don't work by themselves. They be coming in packs. And sooner or later, they're going to build what they have, and they ain't going to take them long. The man sometimes got more sense than we got.
You ain't joking. They know how to store up, too.
And they store up.
Yes.
For later days, we don't show up nothing. We want it now and all the time. But what I'm trying to say is, David was going to deliver the children of Israel. He told the king, he said, king, I'm a shepherd's boy. And my daddy, Jesse, would leave me out there with those animals, those sheep, you know, those shepherds that I need, them cow pastures, y'all know. But David told him, Brother Matt, he said, when I was the keeper of my daddy's sheep and cattle, he said, if a lion or a bear would come and tear up or try to kill one of my daddy's cattle, I'd run behind it and club it to death.
Listen
about me, Joel. So as the story goes on, and as they begin to have a conversation with one another, Saul began to look up on David, and God began to minister to Saul and tell him, that's the one that's going to take your place because you ain't been doing what I told you to do. I just gave you a assignment over there in the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel when I told you to go and kill all the Amalekites, and you lied and said you did and you didn't. I don't even want to be bothered with you.
Yes, sir. Yes,
look at the 15th chapter.
You own it.
God said, I want you. See, God give us all a task. Let me show you what happened. I had some chili beans the other day. Now, let me show you how God will test you. Mac and I was standing in the door. I was trying to get somewhere. I was cold. And God tests me. Here come a beagle and say, really, if I need something to eat, I said, Lord, why you pick on me? She could have went to the police department. They got candy. People got more money than I got. And I sure wanted to make some chili beans. That was good with some chicken, too. I said, all right, come on then, kid. I said, are you so far? Come on, come. And he said, shut up, you. Shut up, you. Look, what I'm trying to say is God tests you. The devil tempts you.
Yeah, yeah.
But God tests you.
Yes.
Did he test Abraham?
Yes.
Don't get twisted on in Genesis chapter 22. Did God say he took Abraham his own favorite?
Yes, sir.
And the Bible said that Abraham got up early that morning.
Yeah.
Didn't ask God no questions. Now his wife began to laugh because God said, by this time next year, you're going to have a son. That will have a child according to this time. And Sarah was in the door listening, but she started laughing. And then that's when God spoke. What I'm trying to say, you can't fool God in no time. You can't, whatever you talk this time, he already here. Because he came back to Sarah and said, you laughed at me. Don't leave.
18
chapter of Genesis 14 verse. He said, is it anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
Abraham didn't know what was going on. But God knew. He said, you laughed at me. You said that you weren't going to have a child at 90 years old. So, now, you know she looked kind of good because Abraham had lied to the king, and the king, he said, that's my sister.
Yes.
At 90 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, you got I ain't got no Bible reason here.
Yeah,
she was 90 years old and looked like she was 22. Because if she wasn't looking good, now let's get in the book. If you get in the word, you got to know what the word says. Because the word says she was fine to look upon. That means she was fine. 24, 36, but that's what that means. And the Bible says that when the king saw her, he wanted her. And guess what that man said? Well, that's my sister.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
You on it, G.
I know what I'm talking about.
You on it. Yes, sir.
But it's a scary thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
For me. Because what he gave me and put in me, he gonna expect something out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
He expects more out of me than others. Because the Bible said much is given, much is required. And I get to myself sometimes, I get sad because I know I got to give an account. That's what the Bible said in Matthew 12, 36. Every man got to give an account of what he got to do.
That's right.
Matthew 12, 36. It's in that. 12, 36. Every man, you need to go read.
Yes,
if you ain't doing what you're supposed to go read and say, because God said, every man gonna give an account for what he has done on this side. There you go. Who said that?
Yes,
somebody say that.
Yes,
that was my favorite song. It ain't biblical, but every tub got to sit on his own body. Now, whatever you're doing, only you know what you're doing. And God knows. And you can't fool him at no time. Ask Sarah. Sarah was laughing. He said, yeah, you did laugh at me. Yes, you did. And he made Lot's wife a pillow of salt. Y'all remember?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
God ain't playing. You think you playing? God ain't playing. He hear you when you're talking about the man or the woman. He hear you.
He hear you.
You can't fool. And know what God's so smooth about? He'll let something come up. He'll allow things to come up on you. And then you'll be wondering why this come up on you. Why that come up on you. Why you didn't do the man of God or the woman of God? Why you keep your mouth? You got to know one thing. That's God's man.
Yes, right.
Look at Saul. Every time you know the man, Saul was so cruel.
Yes, sir.
Love, money, women, everything. Here come David trying to tell him what the Lord is going to do.
Yes.
And he's a little bitty boy. Look at your text. Y'all, let me read scripture. I'm bored, but I'm going to read it. 1 Samuel 17 and 45. I'm going to drop down. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 45. Look what happened. Now, he would curse out God.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they do have the Ark of the Covenant with them.
Yes.
I don't know if y'all know about the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
That's a statue. Well, it ain't to be played with either.
No, it's not.
No law.
Yes,
no law. You can't get close to it because it'll kill you. Who? You better go at Obadiah in the 6th chapter, 7th chapter, when he was trying to just study. If God killed him right there instant, and David got scared and said, oh, no law. I don't know what's going to happen. I got you. Man, don't you know God don't play?
Amen.
We sit up there like you all that. Man, don't you know God snapped out of the belt? Are you mad? You got somebody when you got God on your side. When you got God on your side, you got somebody.
Yes, right.
You got more than somebody. You got the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Everything that you need, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father. You got all of that something.
Yes, sir.
So you ought to be rejoicing when you're going through something and say, Lord, thank you for my trial. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for the storm that I've been through. Because if it hadn't folks got to be broken. Like I was broken, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. When God get our attention, sometimes he got to put you somewhere. Put you on your back or put you in front. Whatever you got to do, he know how to do it.
Yes, he does.
My Lord.
I don't even supposed to be no chaplain, Matt. You know that. Mm-mm. But God saw the best in me. I don't know what you saw. And I don't know what you see. But God see the best in me. Because I'm trying every day. That's every day. Martin Luther King say, don't tell them I got a Nobel Peace Prize, buddy. Don't tell them that. And when they get ready to do my eulogy, Matt, they say, tell them no. That's letting them know that, hey, it ain't about me. It's about him who died for you and I. You remember that? Because Jesus said, woe unto that man that betrayed me. Judas went out and hung himself.
Yes.
But the Bible says Jesus told his daddy in 17th chapter, he said, Daddy, I could have saved him too, but because of you.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right, preacher.
I let him. But I could have saved him too. Because Satan ain't got nothing on me. That's what he's saying. He said, I saw my dad cast him out of heaven like lightning in the 10th chapter of Luke in the 19th verse. Don't read. He said, I was there when he fell from heaven like lightning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, I'm going to be like the Most High God. You sure will? God said, get out of there. Go read this in your Bible if you ain't tore it out. Back to the text. 45th verse of this chapter. Look what it says. He says, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with all your M16s and all this other stuff.
Well,
you come to me cussing me out, and I ain't did you nothing yet. But now I got somebody, but back that train up. Y'all know that song, back by the train?
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Let's back that train up to the 39th and the 40th verse of that chapter. David had a slingshot. Huh? And that he had five smooth stones.
Yeah, yeah.
Represents grace and mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
And David said, look. And then the king wanted to put some armor on him and all this. David said, I don't need all that, man. I can't even move with this stuff on me. When you got God on your side, you don't need to be worried about no pistols and all that stuff. Because I know how to talk to the Lord.
Right.
And Jesus said, whosoever loses life for my sake shall gain eternal life.
Yes. Yes.
We got to go over there anyway.
That's right.
But when you die in the Lord, he said, bless that they may rest from their work late.
Yes.
And guess what he else said in Revelation 14:13? That the roots will follow them to the grave and beyond the grave. Oh, it ain't over when you go to the grave. I'm going to see mama again.
Yes.
You're going to see your loved ones again.
Yes.
If you live right.
That's right.
You got to live right and treat people right.
Yes.
You got to help people.
Yes.
You got to say, Lord, I'm going to help them anyway. Even if you give up, right. You got to help people, man.
That's right.
I'm telling you what I know.
Yeah,
I ain't telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. I ain't just trying to make y'all feel good. I'm telling you what I've been through. And what I'm still going through. I'm still in my right mind. I can be around somebody smoking dope. I ain't got to smoke no dope. Because he delivered me from you. And when God delivered you from something, you ain't set free. Psalms 107:2 say, let the redeemer of the Lord say something. Who we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. He have redeemed me, man. And I'm glad he redeemed me. Have you been redeemed? By the blood of the Lord, ask yourself that. Don't worry about ask yourself that. Don't ask yourself when you get home. Ask yourself that now because you ain't guaranteed to get back home. The Bible said, don't take no thought for the next moment because you don't know if you're going to live the next moment. I hope to live the next moment, but I don't know for sure. But if I don't, I want the Lord to say, come on up, Eugene.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Come
on, Reverend. Thank
you. Well,
come on up. I'm taking my time with you. Something else up in this. I want y'all to read this 17th chapter. Speak to your giant. All of us in here got a giant.
Yeah.
All of us in here are fighting with something. You may not be fighting with money, but you're fighting with your health problems. You may not be fighting with that, but you're fighting with your children. You may not be fighting with your children. You're fighting with something. And if you don't watch it, you'll go overboard. You gotta watch how you treat them children, because you can't whip them children no, because them old police gonna come and put you in jail.
Bring them on.
I told Judy last night, I said, Judy, you'd have been dead. Long time ago.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I said, where you got that? I said,
she is right now.
Man, look here. Them old folks, they ran to beat the brakes off in front of anybody. And it didn't make no difference. Where's Miss Martha? They should look at Miss Martha back there. This is Martha. Look at that. Go back. Look at her back there. That's a blessing. 100-something years old. She been around there to some of us. And we ain't near about 100. Barely walking. We're going to walk every day. That's what I'm trying to say to you. If you have done some good things, the Lord will put them on your life. Yes, he
will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he
will. Look what happened in the text. 45 says, you come to me with all this much stuff. And he says, see, when you're going through something, let me help somebody.
All right now.
When you're going through something, you got to go into this Bible and fit whatever you're going through.
Yeah.
And take their name out and put your name. Then he says, Sister Stevenson, look that conjunction there in Miss Pat class. I was fair because I ain't, you know, I don't use no good English. She would give me an F plus. If I was in Miss Pat class, she would give me an F plus. Not F, but F plus. But I like King James because King James don't talk like we talk. Which comes down out of, you don't talk like that. That's high proper English. But look what it has said. Sister Caleb, he says, I come in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, you got to say, Lord, I'm coming, and I'm going to go through this, but I'm going to go through it in the name, of Jesus.
Right.
You see, in Jesus' name,
right,
you taking yourself and putting him in your place.
Yes,
and when you're doing that, he may not come when you want him to. But Isaiah said in Isaiah 40 and 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Well,
I know I got some witnesses up in here.
Yeah.
I say Isaiah say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I'm gonna wait upon the Lord. Take no doubt. You turn me around. Cones. I don't came, man, too far to turn around now. As I look into this scripture, the Bible says the song begin to see the magnificent power of the Lord working through a little young boy. As I look back in the behind. Somebody hear me? Keep that money in the secret place. Push your people, push all us in the sweetest race. For the Most High shall abound under the shadows of the Almighty. A thousand shall fall at their side. 2,000 at their right side. But it ain't gonna come near me. It ain't gonna come near me. Because I'm anchored in the mud. And see, when you're anchored in the mud, you can smile. Why you got a chance? Why hell is on your back? You can still say, if I be lifted up, I'll drop. And I'm just trying to lift up the name of Jesus. Why the blood is running on in my veins. I don't know about you, but while I'm praying, doors will be open in my face. And I can say, sure.
That you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3800.